This is going to sound very controversial to a lot of you, but bear with me, stick with me till the end, okay? So what I've noticed in the last few weeks is that one of the most powerful skills you could possibly have in 2026 is the skill of writing. Not just, you know, short posts, no, really write, like essays, books, really good copy, be able to express yourself in words. And I know your first thought is going to be, well, why would I invest in that? Because it's ridiculous, right? Nicole, come on. We live in times of ChatGPT and Claude, and I could just make them write anything I want. Well, exactly. And I see a huge problem there, and I see a huge problem for our society. Yes, I would even take it that far, because writing is something. It does so much. It has so many benefits. And I want to take some time to dive into what writing can actually do for you and what it's done to me in the past few weeks, because I have been writing. I've been doing exactly that. And I launched the Sunday Edit, which is my new column that launches every Sunday. It's published every Sunday as from now on. And you'll find it on Substack. So if you want to join, and if you want to read my articles, if you want to read my essays, you'll find the link in the show notes. Just stop with your finger and go there, and you will get the Sunday Edit. So I've been experimenting with different formats and content in the last weeks, and not all of them have found their way into my podcast or my spaces. But I've been experimenting myself, like behind the scenes. And I really get to realize that writing is so powerful. And if you've been along for the ride, if you know me, then you know that I've had a love-hate relationship with writing for a long time. So the first love-hate relationship with it started in 2016. When I quit my corporate job, I used to be a corporate girl working in marketing and big corporations. And so in the summer of or early 2016, I quit. And I had this very romantic idea of launching a publishing company that would, you know, publish travel guides, but not like regular travel guides, but very beautifully designed, coffee table book styled travel guides for design avid travelers. And so I did that. And I remember thinking to myself, well, this is going to be so great. I'm just going to be sitting, you know, at the beach or wherever with my laptop and just, you know, write. How beautiful. But it wasn't that. It was hard. It was crushing at times, because I realized how hard it is. And just for the protocol, like, I've always been good at languages. Like, I speak 5 languages, and I've always been very good at reading and writing as a kid. So I'm a language girl. Like, I would call myself that. But it was so hard. And since I wrote in German, and I'm not a German native speaker, since I grew up in Sweden, it was so hard. Like, I really realized where I'm still limited in my German vocabulary. And yeah, but I'm not going to dive into that. So ever since then, ever since 2016, I've had this very ambiguous relationship with writing. And there have been times when I loved it. There have been times when I hated it, and everything in between. But what I notice when I do write, and when I do write regularly, is that I become a better human, that I become so much more creative, I become so much more grounded, I'm able to reflect myself in a so much better way, and it gives me so many benefits. And I think it's so tempting. And that's another aspect. Like, I've been deep diving into AI for the last months. And currently, that's a little behind-the-scenes spoiler that I'm going to talk about more in the Sunday edit in my new Substack column. So really hit subscribe in the show notes and you will know what I'm doing. But what I can say is I've been deep diving into AI and I'm setting up my business on a new AI operating system. So that is going to help me really build my virtual team. And what I'm not going to do, though, is what most people do. I'm not going to have that. Oh, I have a little fly in my room. I'm just getting rid of it. I'm not going to just let it write all my content. I'm not going to let it just, write. I'm going to use it for entirely different things. I'm going to use it as a system. So systemization of processes. I'm going to use it for ideas, for sparing, for a lot of things. But what I don't want to deprive myself of is the skill of writing. And I had, I entered a social media profile yesterday where the woman said, the woman owning it said, well, I haven't written any sales mails myself for 4 years. I don't even know how to do it anymore. And I thought, well, I'm sure that saved you a lot of time. But I'm also sure it's depriving you of the skill of writing. And I'm also sure it's depriving you of the skill. And that is so hard. You know how hard it is to be able to sit down, put away your phone, focus on one thing, and really stick with it and really force yourself to structure your thoughts. And that is so incredibly hard. And I think it's incredibly hard for a lot of reasons. It's incredibly hard because we're not used to it anymore. We're used to consume a lot of things very fast. Oh, there's an Instagram post. Oh, there's this. Oh, there's a Telegram message. Oh, there's an email. Oh, there's this. We're so distracted all the time. And I don't know a lot of people that are actually able to sit and write without their phone, without checking the email, without getting up 100 times, but just sit and write and be able to follow a chain of thoughts. Be able to structure them in a way that another person can actually get something valuable out of it, that is a tremendous skill. But what I do see in people who have this skill, and I can take one example because it's one of my best friends, who's a very well-known author and publicist. And I see what it does to his character. I can see what it does to him as a human, to have this skill of, sitting down and writing, articulating stuff, structuring things, being able to pour an idea from your mind and then bring it into life on paper. I think it's a beautiful skill. And I think it does so many good things for you. And if you're looking for a channel of self-expression, you might want to consider writing, because what I'm doing with my Substack channel is I'm going to repurpose what I'm writing there. So I'm not just going to write to write. I'm going to, cross-link, maybe take what I've written and make a podcast out of it, or maybe just take something that I said on a podcast and then, recycle it on there. So it's not that you're just writing to write or just writing to, have one isolated channel. It can cross-pollinate a lot of things. But I think it's so important that we don't lose that skill. And I see it happening everywhere right now with AI. I see people honestly, like, this bugs my mind, really typing every email into ChatGPT and then, you know, copying it from ChatGPT and then sending it. It's like, Jesus, aren't you even able to just write a single email with three sentences in it? I'm like, come on. And I think we're actually dumbing ourselves down. I know that's controversial, but I'm able, like, that's a hill I'm willing to die on. I'm convinced we're dumbing ourselves down by doing that. And I think writing is such a, it's a gift. It's a gift to yourself. It's a gift to your audience. It's a gift to your brain. It's a gift to your self-development. It's a gift to your ability of being able to argument in a manner that is actually structured and cohesive and convincing. It's a gift to be present. Like when I wrote the first edition of the Sunday edit, and I have to be honest. Okay, so I've rewritten it a lot of times. I started on it a couple of weeks ago, and then I got so caught up in my head because I wanted it to be perfect. So I was asking, okay, what do they want to hear? What's the perfect tone of voice? What should it be about? Blah, blah, blah. And then last Thursday, when I was driving in my car, I listened to a podcast episode with Athena Calderon. You might know her. She's the founder of I Swoon, which is a very famous Instagram profile. And she's like a polymath and a talented person who has, you know, gone through a very extraordinary career path of trying a lot of things. And so on her podcast, I'm going to link it in the show notes, actually. She talks about her journey. And that resonated so much with me. I felt so seen. I found myself in her. I saw a lot of parallels. Like it made me cry in my car. Like, I know it's cheesy, but it made me cry in my car. And so when I came home that night, I thought, well, what do I actually want the Sunday edit to be? Do I want it to be a converting newsletter? No. I don't want to write to convert you. I don't want to write to sell to you. Like, I don't want to do that. But I do want to write to activate you. I do want to write to inspire you. I do want to write to make you feel something. And I do want to write to make you do something with what you just read. And I do want to write for myself. I do want to write to be able to express myself. I do want to write to, because it's hard. I want to challenge myself. And I do want to write to have like a creative outlet because I think it's so healthy. It's therapeutic, really. And I think everybody should do that. And I got carried away. I don't know what I said before, but let me think. So I honestly don't know what I said before. What I want to say is I want you to really consider writing more without Claude and without ChatGPT. I want you to consider, I want you to challenge yourself to really, you know, face the discomfort that comes up inevitably when you sit in front of a blank page and the cursor is just blinking and you really don't know what to say. And I'm so convinced it makes you such a, like, it's personal development, really, truly. And I honestly don't remember what I wanted to say, but that doesn't matter because I don't cut this podcast. It's not being edited. So I'm just going to leave it like that. And I want you, I would love for you to visit me over on the Sunday edit at Substack. So as I said, you'll find the link there. And I would love for you to comment, engage, you know, let me know that you read it, what your thoughts were, and just engage with me. And Yeah, I think that was pretty much it. I get carried away. God, it's. Do you know that? It's so annoying when you don't know what you wanted to say. Like, I had it. It was in my mind. But I don't know. I get carried away in my own thoughts. But that's okay. So take this podcast. Use it as an inspiration to write. Write in your journal. Write an essay. Write on Substack, just as me. Write a newsletter, write content, write a book, write a magazine, write, and do not use Claude to do it for you, please. And I want you to know, I'm a big AI enthusiast. I am. I love it. I educate myself every week on AI, and I think it's incredible what it can do for you. When you're writing, use it as a sparring partner. So maybe one example before I go. What I did is I asked Claude to brainstorm with me about what the Sunday edit should be. So which categories should it have? How often should I send it? What should it mean to me? What is it for the customers or the clients? Like all these things, because that is something I think you can use AI brilliantly for. To just, you know, have some sparring before you dive into a new process. That is just so valuable. And actually that reduces friction. Because when you think about it, you usually don't start, or the reason why you don't start a project is not usually because you don't know what to do. You know damn well what to do. You know exactly what to do. And you maybe know what to write about. But the thing stopping you is all the other stuff. Like, okay, so how often, which platform, how should I edit it? Do I need a Substack or ActiveCampaign or another platform? When do I do it? Like all of these questions around it are the questions that, you know, create friction, not the writing itself. And yes, that can be hard too. But for all these, you know, surrounding questions around a project, I use AI for that. I do. And I absolutely use AI for a spell check because I'm not an English native speaker. So that I do. But I never use it to write for me. And I think it really waters down your language. It waters down your genius. It deprives you of the beautiful, lovely, sometimes tremendously hard skill of writing. I hope I inspired you. I hope you feel like writing now, and I hope you really know what it can do for you. And everybody who has a journal, like I wouldn't survive without my journals, knows what it can do. It is really, I think, the strongest form of self-therapy there is. Like, I would be lost. I would not know myself without my journals. So this was a little rant on writing, and I would love for you to visit me on the Sunday Edit, which was launched on Sunday, 21st June 2026, and it's going to be a weekly column, and it's non-coachy and it's non-converting. It's purely for inspiration. And yes, of course, I will mention some offers in there, but in a very non-salesy way. So I think it's something different than you're used to receiving. And I would love for you to give me some feedback on it. I would love for you to listen to this podcast once again. I would love for you to launch something where you're writing on your own. And thank you for listening to this very unstructured episode. And hear you in the next one.